praise the King. You know, the more I think about that, and the more I fly, the more I'm going, since this nation is supposedly based and founded upon the Word of God, I'm going to start, every time a controller calls me, I'm going to say, praise Jesus, and then make my statement. This is Cessna 2957 Quebec. Praise Jesus. I'm at 33,500 or 9,000. Praise God. I'm at 40. I'm doing 210 knots. Praise the King. What do you want me to do next? We'll see what they say. And if somebody says, don't talk about this Jesus, I say, hey, I'm a Christian. I live in America and I have the freedom and I pay my taxes and this airplane belongs to the Living Savior Ministry and I'm a son of God and this country was founded on freedom in Jesus. I'm going to exercise my authority as a son of God. I mean, the King, he don't like to be put down. He wants us to glorify Him. He didn't say it wouldn't be without problems, did He? Wisdom. That's what this whole book of Proverbs is about. But listen to this. At the entrance of the city, at the city gate, she cries aloud. What's crying aloud? Wisdom. It wants to give itself to you. I call to you, to all of you. I am raising my voice to all people. Wisdom is crying out. Wants to give itself to us. How naive you are. Boy, is that true. Let me give you common sense. How many of us need common sense? Hey, the only thing I think I've ever heard I thought was really supernatural was a PhD at the seminary. There was a professor of whatever at the Southwestern or whatever. He came to our church one time and he was speaking, and one of our men there had graduated from there. And he made a statement. It was kind of in jest. But he said, you know, this young man has a lot of common sense. He said, you know, we would like to teach a course on common sense, but we have never been able to find the professor to teach it. I thought, how true that is. How true that is. We've never been able to find a professor to teach a subject on common sense. Wisdom. Wisdom. Where do we get that? From the King. Then he says, O foolish ones, let me give you understanding. Listen to me, for I have excellent things to tell you. Boy, does he ever have excellent things to share with you. Everything I say is right. Now, how many spirits or how many people do you know that can give you counsel, and every time they give you counsel, they're 100% right? I ain't never met that person yet, have you? But Jesus has that spirit of wisdom that we can go to, and everything that spirit of wisdom tells us is right. All you got to do is believe it. Listen to it. For I speak the truth, and I hate every kind of deception. He will never deceive you. My advice is wholesome and good. There is nothing crooked or twisted in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding. My words are plain to those that have understanding. And clear to those who want to learn. Some people don't want to learn, do they? I want to learn. I've always had a desire to learn. I want to learn how to do everything. When I see anything, I mean, I think about when I was coming up as a young man. When I saw things, I saw my daddy working on things, I wanted to know how it worked. I went to the Chevrolet house and they offered me a job washing cars. I said, man, I want to know how to be the best car washer there is. And man, I fixed them cars up, cleaned them carpets. I mean, I worked diligently. I made some of them old cars that come in there look like brand new ones. I wanted to do a good job. And then out of that, the guy said, wow, son, you really work hard. He said, you know, when you're not working on them, why don't you come over here and I'll teach you how to be a paint and body man. I said, I want to be the best. I had no idea, you know, that he's teaching me. I learned how to paint cars, do body work, everything. And then, of course, the guy up front, he was working on them. And every time I'd get caught up, he'd bring me up here and show me how to work on a car. First thing you know, I'm over here on engines, transmissions, rear ends. You know, I'm painting cars, putting bodies on them. I'm cleaning them up. Now, all of a sudden, I know everything there is to know about a car. I can fix anything on a car. I mean, back in those days, I mean, any. Sharon, over there, she said, yeah, sure. I got to tell you, Sharon went out there. She said, she works for me. I do these things for a few of these daughters of mine. Don't you bring me your car to work on. But Sharon, she had a vibration in hers the other day, and one of the men here checked it for her and told her that the rear U-joint was about to fall out, and she needed to get it fixed quick. So she took it somewhere right here and got it fixed. And, of course, you know, it cost her a lot of money to have them two U-joints put in. And when she got out there, we was talking about it, and I said, Sharon, I hate that. You know, that you spent that much money. I said, I could have put those two U-joints in there in 30 minutes, cost you $25. You know, it cost her $200, you know. So, but she said, well, she said, you know, my steering wheel's about to fall off too. I said, what? And I go out there, and it is. I mean, the whole thing's loose. I said, Sharon, I can't let you drive that home. That's extremely dangerous. So I took it out there, and I had to pull that tilt wheel assembly all apart, completely apart, and of course there's four bolts in it that holds it to the collar down in there, and they're the last thing you get to if you tear everything out. So I got it all tore apart, and then I tried to put it back together in the dark after holding a flashlight in my mouth, and I got one of the deals, I missed one of the little coupling deals that was down in there. Hooked up to something and it wouldn't work. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll wait till daylight. So tomorrow I went out there and looked, and Dave went out there with me. And of course, when I took it apart again, I looked, had teared it all back apart completely. Because one thing I'd put in the dimmer switch, that rod, I couldn't see it in the dark, and it got turned on the inside of the U joint instead of on the outside. So I'd take it all apart to get that thing out. So I got to overhaul it twice for her. So anyway, I got it all fixed, put back together and everything, and it's all nice and tight. Of course, the next day she said, my car drives like a new one. It don't vibrate no more, and the steering wheel's tight again. So we can do anything. You know, we have the mind of Christ, but don't bring me your car. I don't do that for a living no more. You know, I do that for a few of my daughters, and of course, Wendy here a while back. Wendy says, Pastor, my car's got to have a water pump. It's going to cost $350 to fix it. I said, Wendy, let me take it around and check it for you. So I took it around and checked it. And I said, Dave, he said, yeah, water pump's leaking. And I said, okay. I said, Dave, I got an engine here that I built brand new, just like that one, but I've never used it. I'll just take the pump off brand new. I said, I'll just give it to her. And while I'm talking, he went out there and takes it off, puts the pump, and we put a brand new water pump on it, or he does. And I just give her the pump, and don't take an hour. He changed the pump and fix it, and I took it around. I said, okay, honey, your car is fixed. She said, what? I said, yeah, we put a new water pump on it. She said, what did it cost? I said, nothing. It's free. Now, you can't beat that, can you? I see, they were going to charge her $350 to do something. I could buy the pump for $35 or $40. And, of course, it don't take but an hour or so, hour and a half to put it on. But Dave did it. And so, you know, I mean, once in a while for my little daughters out there, I call all those girls out there mine and Cheryl's daughters. You know, we're mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, and they're our daughters. So we have to take care of the daughters once in a while. But anyway, God has given us wisdom to do anything you want to do. All you got to do is ask Him, and nothing is impossible. Nothing. He'll give it to you. So let's continue on here. There's nothing twisted or crooked. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those who want to learn. Now, you got to want to learn. And if you have a want to and you ask God for wisdom and believe you got it, He'll show you and teach you how to do anything, won't He?
Yes, sir.
You can do anything. Yes. Absolutely no problem. Choose my instruction. Now, this is where we go wrong. There's very few people are going to do this. Choose my instructions rather than silver. Oh, we're going to take that gold. Somebody hands it to us, right? Then silver and knowledge over pure gold. What are you supposed to choose? Wisdom. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Far more valuable. Nothing you desire can be compared with wisdom. If you haven't asked God for wisdom lately, if you're trying to run a company or a business or a home, a marriage, and you're not asking God to give you wisdom how to do it, you have been cheated. If you want to know how to run your life, ask God to give you wisdom. He will give it to you. And then when He gives it to you and starts showing you things, realize it's Him. Don't turn your back on Him. Don't say, no, God, I ain't going to do that. I'll do that. Because He'll give it to you, won't He? Sure He will. I, wisdom, that's what He says. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. Hey, we got a couple of spirits here now that are living together. Can you think of a couple of more spirits that you would love to have living in your house that are living together with you as spirit and good judgment? Isn't that awesome? I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. Ooh.
I love discernment.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a tough one.
All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Now, if you fear God, you ain't going to be where evil is. You ain't going to take part in it. You're not going to be out there getting drunk with the boys, hanging out with the girls that are being prostitutes. You ain't going to go there with them. You ain't going to be one of them. All that's evil. God says, all who fear the Lord hate evil. I'm telling you, if you don't hate evil and you get hooked up with it, you ain't going to like what's going to happen in your life. You won't like it. I mean, I see people all the time that all kinds of calamities comes upon them. And they didn't hate evil. They lived in it. And then He says, that is why I hate pride, arrogance, corruption, and perverted speech. There was a young man that's a pastor, was talking to me the other day, and he said, Thurman, I had an awesome experience the other day. He said, I was with four or five guys, and we were all Christians.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send him to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.